producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, yeah, very good idea there. In fact, terrifically good idea there. 855-993-7569. All right, so let's see what we got going on in this day. It's National Candy Day, which is followed just instantly by Use Your Common Sense Day, which is National Eating Healthy Day and National Skeptics Day. Now, if you put those all together, it means moderation in all things, right? I mean, Candy Day, look, it's the same, it's within a week of Halloween, so it's Junk Candy Day, right? Use your common sense, don't eat all that stuff. Eating healthy doesn't include it, but you might as well be skeptical of all the claims about eating healthy as well. So I put it all together, did I not? I mean, that's...
You did.
I did. Right. I want to meet the person who decides which day it is. You know, like it's National Eat Healthy Day or National Skeptic Day. I think that you should sort of take everything with a grain of salt. Ideas are for using, not believing. Because it's our belief systems that get into trouble. I also saw a really interesting thing. You know, I've said before that, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. I found another couple of Zen comments like that. One is that biology determines your brain, living determines your mind.
Ooh.
Isn't that cool?
I like that.
Yeah. I thought you might like that. I was trying to remember. There was one other one that I thought was kind of cool. I'll have to sort of focus a bit more, which I'm not going to do right now. Right now I'm focused on y'all and the program, so I'm not focused on that. But I thought that was kind of cool. Because people are, the very common term of you've lost your mind. Well, point to me in your anatomy where your mind is. There isn't one, right? Your brain, yeah. But I thought that was an interesting concept. And that we've gone... The other thing that I sort of read, which I thought was pretty interesting, which is with genetics, the study of the genome, the mapping of the genome, that we've returned to the sort of ancient notion of fate, right? Because what's heredity but fate to a certain extent, right? But there's still, even the Greeks who believed in fate believed in free will. The question is, what's the proportion? Like in the newspapers, they have that little pie-shaped thing of what proportion everything is. That might be an interesting question to put on Facebook. What portion of your life do you think is fate, and what portion do you think is free will? Be specific. Folks, I think we just should put at the top of my Facebook page, be specific. Right? Because you guys will give me kind of provocative... abstract answers. If you're going to be provocative, you've got to get specific with me. All right. In this day in history, in 1501, Catherine of Aragon, remember we talked about Henry VIII becoming, I'm the king? Well, he was already the king. He became the pope, essentially. Headed up the Church of England. Crazed somewhat of a fuss. So Catherine of Aragon, who was Henry VIII's first wife, meets Arthur Tudor, Henry's older brother, and they would later marry. There was a lot of that going around, right? You married one, then you married the other. Okay. In 1977, the future of Mary II, or 1677, sorry, I think that's what I said. The future of Mary II of England marries William, Prince of Orange. They would later jointly reign as William and Mary, hence the college. The Brits, especially British women, seem to have been kind of far ahead, ahead of the curve in terms of women's rights. They actually, the movie Suffragette, which is unfortunately not a terrifically good movie, I had very high hopes for it, but it, unfortunately they were dashed. But they really do seem to have, and maybe it's the monarchy, maybe that's that women, even after Henry, maybe Henry was their cleansing of the idea of male superiority and dominance. Not to mention his lack of understanding of biology, of basic biology, but you couldn't really hold him responsible for that. Nobody knew about it then. Speaking of cool guys, 1783, Mozart's Symphony 36 is performed for the first time in Linz, Austria. In 18, you've been there, yes? Have you been in Austria? I know you've been in Germany. Have you been in Austria?
I went to Austria for 15 minutes to fuel.
To duel?
To fuel our car.
Oh, to fuel.
Because
dueling is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I never have dueled anybody.
I actually have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Swords or gunfire?
Yeah. Swords.
Nice.
Guns are kind of fun.
Yeah, swords is the way to go. It's far more elegant, I think.
Yeah, and it's a really good workout for your glutes.
Really?
After you've done some fencing, yeah, it was really fencing rather than dueling. But, I mean, they're kind of, I suppose, interchangeable except for the little rubber tip on the end of your...
except for the kind of goal.
Except you don't die. Yeah.
Exactly. I would do fencing. That looks like a riot.
Fencing is really fun. It's a surprisingly... Well, it's very precise, first of all. Second of all, I mean, you have to wear special gear, which is kind of cool. But there are also various kinds of... It seems a little more freeform than it really is. It's a very formalized kind of structure. But it's very good. It's a little tough on your knees, but very good for your glutes. Because you're crouched most of the time. Fun to do. I haven't done it... I've done it like maybe a dozen times, but that's all. It's time because you also have to have somebody to sort of fence with. But it's cool. Besides, it's the white outfits and the thing. In 1847, James Young Simpson discovered anesthetic by understanding about chloroform. Pretty interesting. Think about 1847. It's right. What? That's about 170 years ago. 168 years ago. Before that, no anesthetics, folks. Think about that. 1861, when was ether invented? The thing is, ether is much more volatile. I'll have to check up when ether was invented. Because it seems to me that I know they didn't use anesthetics during the Civil War. Of course, so that's 1850s, 1860s. So maybe chloroform predated ether, may have. In 1861, the University of Washington opens in Seattle as a territorial university. In 1922, in Egypt, Howard Carter and his men find the entrance to Tutankhamun's tomb in the Valley of the Kings. Very cool stuff. King Tut. Boy King. Boy Pharaoh. In 1973, the Netherlands experienced the first car-free Sunday caused by the oil crisis. Highways are deserted and are used only by cyclists and roller skaters. And now there are car-free Sundays all over the world. Remember there was one in Paris? New York is sort of moving in that direction in that they have the combination of the entire Times Square area now from about 40th to about, like, 50s, I think, to 40. So that about 10 blocks is a pedestrian mall by and large, which causes grievous traffic problems. It actually is causing grievous pedestrian problems, too, because they have food carts and tables, and people sit there. And then they have all those, the Naked Cowboy and the Naked Chorus Girls and Tickle Me Elmo or I'll Beat You Up. I mean, they have all the cartoon characters. So it's gotten to be a place that you can't drive, but you also can't walk. But the idea of people getting used to not having cars around. And then they close off a lot of streets. They said that a couple days ago they closed off the entire Times Square, east and west, because this is north and south we're talking about, east and west, because the president apparently was here. And they closed them off for races and the UN. And so, the city is really moving toward the point of having fewer and fewer cars, which is not necessarily a bad thing. And speaking of the president, in 2008... on this very day, Barack Obama becomes the first person of African descent to be elected president of the United States. Was the first non-white person as well. So there we go. Can you believe that it was 7 years ago today? It seems both longer and shorter than that, don't you think?
It really does.
I mean, it seems... I saw a sign yesterday, I guess it's a sign of the Times, that said, impeach Obama. And I thought... We're in the last year of his presidency. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the whole thing is, what's the point about being an American unless you're complaining about something most of the time that makes no sense to anybody? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Zach, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. It's my second time in 2 weeks, right?
That is correct, although I was given an assignment to get some more numbers on my question.
Okay, good.
Do you need me to catch you up, or?
Yeah, and for people who are listening, sure. Zach has got divorced parents, there's a student loan. Go ahead and fill in the details.
Basically, they've been calling my parents put me in the middle of it, like with my mom calling me to tell me the loan people called, and I asked her to talk to my dad about it, and she said she did, and then I talked to my dad, and he said he didn't like the tone of the email she sent, and so I found myself suddenly in the middle of this again.
Right. So I said get some information here.
Yeah, so I know that the monthly payment is like $189, and the remaining balance is like $14,000. they wouldn't let me I think the percentage is like high. I think it's like 7 or 8. And I tried to renegotiate that, but apparently it's been renegotiated so many times that I'm out of options with that.
Well, you may not be able to negotiate it with them, but do you have a job at this moment?
Yes, you're right. I didn't want to take any other steps before I talked to you about it, so I didn't know what the best course of action from here would be.
All right, well, there are a couple of issues, and it depends if we're looking at emotional issues or financial issues or the overlap, because financially, if you're just starting out, you probably want to establish credit anyway.
Yeah.
And you may be able, believe it or not, to get – how much money do you make a year?
Me probably close to me and my wife combined make like $75,000.
Great. Do you have a mortgage?
No. but we do have a tremendous amount of student debt, and we just bought a car, and we like just got everything. We like literally just increased all of our monthly expenses a lot to try and take more responsibility. So I'm not sure we could cover all of it, but I'm confident we could probably cover a bulk of it. You know what I mean?
Well, part of it may be, I mean, look, if you could borrow, because money is really cheap right now, I'd probably, if you called me up, I would have said, pass on the car for right now. You know, you have an old car. New cars cost a lot of money for what you get.
Oh, no, it wasn't new. It was certified pre-owned. Yeah, wasn't bad. And that was really a necessity.
All right, could you afford another $189 a month?
I honestly don't know at this moment. I haven't had the conversation with my wife yet.
All right, let's look at the areas, and then, again, you may have to do a little bit more homework here. The first, if you've got a 5% loan and you can get that down, and one of the things to do may just be go to the bank, because if by lowering the interest rate, you can, by refinancing, you probably can't do it through whomever loaned you the student money, but you can get, if you had a mortgage, you could get, for example, you could maybe add it to your mortgage, or you could, credit card, you're probably paying almost as much, depending on your credit card, for that student loan as you would on credit card debt. So the idea is if you could either reduce the principal so the monthly payments go down, or buy, sort of, pay off that loan, and then just be paying off on the money that you borrowed, but you'd be paying it at a much lower rate. I mean, because what you want to think about is what the bottom line is. The intermediate steps are just to get to the bottom line. So one possibility is you just getting out from underneath your parents and saying, and you just sending, you don't even have to tell them, you can just send in $189 every month.
Yeah.
So that's the worst case scenario. All right. It's the best case emotionally. It's the worst case financially, because it means you're taking the entire burden on at a relatively high rate, which is why I said we have to talk about emotion versus finance, all right? So if you and your wife can afford that amount of money, and it's very likely deductible, and if the two of you are making 75 grand and you really don't have any debt, paying off some interest on a loan is actually deductible. So that might actually help you. If you have an accountant or somebody who's pretty smart about money, that may be worth talking with them about, because let's say because interest is deductible.
And we do have a lot of student debt.
Well, okay, but the question is, at what rate are you paying that debt off? And if it's 5%, you can probably get a much lower rate. And if your rate drops, you need to run the figures. And, you know, I'm not an accountant.
Sure.
But
do you happen to know, because I'm dealing with, I think a third party, so, would they, and I'm kind of a novice at this, would they, if I call them, will they know, I don't have a bank that I know to go to at this moment. If I call them, do you happen to know if they would know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I mean, you don't have a bank account any place?
Oh, no, I do. I don't know from which bank the loan is. When it was done, I was like, you know.
So this is a private loan that your parents took out through a bank?
I don't know. It wasn't through a bank. I think it was through, Sallie Mae originally.
You need to find out who owns the note. Yes, the bank should be able to find that out for you. But don't you get a monthly statement?
No, I don't. It goes to my dad. So that's
you could
the
ask.
Thing is,
all right,
yeah,
all
I
right.
Got from my mom that apparently I asked my mom like, what is the agreement between you and dad? And she said, there's no agreement, like it's in writing, which I take to mean it's part of the divorce settlement. So I think what happened was my mom took out the loan, and then as part of the divorce settlement, he's now financially responsible for it, which is why they're calling her house, even though he's the one who's supposed to be paying for it, which is why they were asking me to take care of it.
Well, she was sloppy about, whoever her lawyer was sloppy about that, because the loan should have been changed into his name, because otherwise, she's as far as the bank or whoever owns the note, doesn't make any difference with the divorce settlement, she's responsible for it. Because her name's on the All right, so we've got a whole lot of sloppiness going on here. All right, so look, let's look at the options here. Because again, I think you're going to have to probably get more information. One of the possibilities is saying to your parents, here's probably what would work the best, even though it puts you back in the middle. But at least it's because the simplest solution, which is not. It is simple. It may not be easy because of the financial load. It's for you to pay the $189 a month, and if your parents are paying it as well, then it's just going to be paid off sooner. And just that way you don't have to talk with them, and you don't have to worry about it. All right, so that's the simplest, but it puts a financial burden on you. The second is to have, which is in sort of less financial burden, of saying to both your parents separately or in an email, that says, look, I don't want to put you guys in the middle. I don't want to be put in the middle. I'll pay off the money every month, and if you can't, I would appreciate it if you would forward any contributions to that to me on a monthly basis. Now, that puts you in more jeopardy because you're still, I mean, in theory, you're paying and you've agreed to it. And I mean, don't just say you'll do it and not do it. I mean, because you want to be a grown-up and you want to be a righteous human being. So the idea, number one, is you take over the payment, let your parents bicker about something else. And if they happen to send in the money, then it'll pay down quicker. But it's still your responsibility. You've already budgeted for it, and you don't have to talk about it with them anymore. The second is tell them that that's what you're going to do, and tell them that you would appreciate any contributions going forward, that either for your birthday or anniversary or Christmas or Hanukkah or Salminio's birthday or Arbor Day, that instead of sending you stuff, that they send you money that you will then pay down the loan. So they may then guilt out of that, but it may lessen the burden a bit, but you can't count on it. All right. The third is to find out what the actual issue is, who actually owns the note, and talk with them about it. And the fourth is to talk, regardless of who owns the note, to talk to a bank about it. Let me put you on hold. I'll be right back. We'll finish this up. Then, Mary, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Zach, who's got a financial issue, and more importantly than that, he's got a familial issue, and his parents are divorced. They signed for a loan. They're now divorced. Mom's name is on the loan papers, but as part of the divorce settlement, Dad is supposed to be taking over the payment. Their mom and dad are putting young Zach in the middle, and I'm saying, look, you got to look at this in a bunch of different ways. The first is that that this is a straight financial issue, and that's the easiest way to take care of it, which is just to say, you know, I'll pay for it, and anything that you'd like to pay me back would be great, and you know, and that may actually work. But it puts the financial onus on you. On the other hand, sort of taking it over and hoping that they'll kind of come through is not a terrible idea. But again, the onus is primarily on you. Now, the other thing to do is, if I were taking this over, I'd really want to have it as efficient as possible. And you don't really know very much about this. So what I would probably do is get in touch with And you could ask your mom for it, or you could just have the bank do it for you. Just say, you know, can you check it out for me? You may also be able to go. I'm trying to think. Somebody's taking it as a deduction at this moment, so it's in some. I mean, you could just ask your mom and dad as part of the first of. I need to know the specific. You know, I'm going to take it over. I need to know the specifics about how much is on it, what the interest rate is, who actually holds the paper on it. So that may be as useful as anything else.
Okay.
Get it from them.
Yeah.
And send an email. Send everything, all emails to both of them. And you know what? Here's the best way to do it. I'm just sort of putting it all together, and it spells mom and dad, which is an email that says, you know, I'll follow up with a phone call, but I just wanted both of you to know that I really appreciate all the contributions you've made into financially and emotionally to me, and I realize that this has become a bone of contention, not only between the two of you, but with me involved. So Cheryl and I have decided that we're going to take over the payments. You got to better make sure you can. And so going forward, I need to know what the actual amount is, who it gets sent to, what the terms are, who owns the paper, and then saying, and going forward, any contributions to the Zach, our son, the scholar fund will be greatly appreciated. And then see what happens.
Okay.
But you have to be prepared to do it. You can't just
Run. Yeah,
but
yeah,
I mean, it's not an unreasonable thing to do. And at $75,000 between the two of you, you should probably be able to manage $189 a month. And again, you should be able to knock that down fairly, you know, to some percentage. And let's say it's less than $200 a month, which is $50 a week, which is $7 a day.
Yeah.
And if you think about that, it means that you brown bag it, and instead of going out for brunch on Saturday and Sunday, you only go out for brunch one day. I mean, it's a doable amount of money, and it gets you out from under.
Yeah, it's entirely possible that I'll be able to take over all of it. I didn't want to make a move until we spoke.
Well, but I think, look, as I said, if we look at it financially, then what you say is, Mom and Dad, look, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't, you know, put me in the middle of this. But that's not going to work because it's not workable. And so the other alternative, because anything else, is you having to negotiate with them and then saying, well, you know, I told him that. And so you're not going to get from underneath it. The simplest thing to do is, I said, it's not the easiest, but it's the simplest. Just take it over and hope that they'll contribute to it. And it's not a huge amount of money. I know $14,000 is not nothing. But if you just sort of put in there, look, for going forward, instead of getting us, you know, we're not going to take any vacation for the next couple of years, or we're just going to, you know, do, stay at home vacations, and any holidays or anniversaries or birthdays, I'd appreciate if you just send to the, you know, the Zach, scholar fund.
Okay.
All right. Try to email and try today and try not to sound angry. Just say, look, I appreciate all you've done. Because people respond much more to guilt than they do to appreciation. People, if they feel that they're giving something, that you're giving something to them, you're acknowledging, you're in a much more valuable position than they feel you're asking something from them. And you're really not asking.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah, let me know what happens. But when it breaks down to $7 a day, you can see it's doable.
Yeah, most likely.
All right.
Yeah. Can I comment on something unrelated?
Of course.
I'm a podcast listener, so I'm catching up on something you said a while ago.
Okay.
But
I'm
an exception to something you were talking about, which is I'm a guy who totally has fat genes. So I just want to let you know that we do exist.
That you have fat genes?
Yeah, like genes that I put on when I'm feeling a little bigger.
I feel much better already. You've just redeemed all mankind in my...
That's what... Yeah.
Do you have skinny genes as well?
I do.
I guess if you have skinny jeans, you have fat jeans.
That's
well,
correct.
Listen, I know you may be angry with your mom, but tell her, you know, if you could admit to having fat jeans, she did a good job with you.
There we go.
All right. All right.
You.
Hopefully you have your medium-sized jeans on tape. You just get to put your big boy pants on, regardless of whether they're fat or skinny. All right?
Yes. Those are elastic.
All right. There you go. Zach, call me if you need me.
I will do. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. You can see, as Trevor was saying in the break, he said, well, you know, money is money seems really psychological. I said it is. Everything about money is psychological. It's lifestyle. It's independence. It's gratitude, it's control, it's just green inert stuff that lies there. It has no intrinsic value except that to which we assign it. So he's absolutely right. Mary, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I was calling you because I have a 74-year-old sister-in-law.
Okay.
Who, she's what I want to call religious fanatic. You know, I mean, it's religion, religion, religion. And she's been this way for about 20 years. And she has decided that this guy, God has promised to her, and this was 19 years ago, and she still thinks that she's going to marry him, although she's never dated him, never kissed him, none of these things. And she seems to think that the people in town are conspiring against this relationship. I mean, it's people she doesn't even know. It's people, you know, in business. It's all over that she thinks are against her. And
Mary, has this, you mentioned this has been going on for quite some time. Your sister-in-law, she's your husband's sister?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and she's never married at all?
Oh, yes. She's been married before. In fact, she's been married 3 times.
Okay. Well, maybe when was the last marriage ended?
Uh oh.
19 years ago?
No, it's been long before that.
Does she look, the idea that God has promised somebody to you is not necessarily delusional. It may be misleading, but it's not necessarily delusional. But the idea that everybody's conspiring against you really almost by definition is paranoia. So
yes.
Does she experience, uh-huh. does she evidence any other signs of paranoia?
It's just mainly
it's just one area.
This person, yeah.
Does it cause her any grief? My question would be, I'm sure it drives you sort of bananas, but does it cause her any particular grief? It sounds to me, let me just give you a point of view that's maybe a little different because I'm not in the middle of it, that here's a woman who basically has a relatively harmless delusion. She's been married 3 times, so she knows she's not really terrific at marriage. Either that or she really is good at marriages and just keeps doing it over and over again. So here's a guy that she can kind of love from afar. She can feel committed to. She doesn't have to do anything. She doesn't have to do laundry for him. She doesn't have sex with him. She doesn't have to deal with his bad breath or his strange driving habits or the hair growing out of his ear. She can just decide that God has ordained him for her, and therefore she doesn't have to do anything. She doesn't have to go out with him. She doesn't have to marry him. And that because she feels, I suspect, spiritually that she's already married. So it's marriage without any of the aggravation of marriage. There's none of the advantages either. But from her point of view, that means she doesn't have to date. If somebody wants to introduce her to somebody, she's not interested. So the question is this a harmful delusion or a harmless delusion, other than the fact that it makes you... It's hard for you to listen to her talk about it, which you don't have to, and we can deal with that in a moment. But is there any other fallout from this that would indicate that she's suffering?
Yes, she is suffering from it. I mean, she'll start crying, and she thinks that, you know, she told me things are going to be happening real soon. They're going to be happening. I can feel it, and I've heard this. Over and over.
Okay, but that sense of hope may be useful for her and irritating for you. So let me put you on hold. Let's come back and focus on that part for a moment, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants.
pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Mary, who has a sister-in-law who's in her mid-70s, who's believed for about 2 decades that God has provided a man for her. And is this guy single?
Yes, as far as I know now. Okay. I don't.
And, which is, I mean, that in and of itself is... You're sort of neither here nor there. The problem is that it's several fold. First of all, she thinks that everybody in town is conspiring against her. When's the last time she actually talked with you about this particular situation?
Just a week ago. In fact, it was more... The reason for me calling is that it was more intense.
Okay.
And it's, you know, I mean, it's... A neighbor, she said, "See that bathroom light right there?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah." She said, "That means that they're watching." And I said, "Who are they?" She said, "They're part of the group."
Did you ask her what group?
It's she thinks it's that she lives in a town that's predominantly Mormons, and she thinks it's Mormons who are trying to keep her against this guy, except that this guy is not Mormon.
I mean, and you're telling me that it's increased recently. Can you
yes.
pinpoint when it actually seemed to bump up a little bit?
No, I can't put my finger on the exact time.
Would you say it's a year ago or 6 months ago or 5 years ago?
Probably about 6 months ago.
Can you pinpoint anything that might have been going on in her life? Does she work outside the home?
Yes, she does. She works 3 days a week.
Okay.
I mean, she has been called on the carpet at work a couple of times for preaching, you know, at work and that type of thing. And they put a stop to it. But, and she walks up to strangers. You know, it's just...
Yeah. I think there are two things you can do, and neither of which are going to make you feel incredibly terrific about this, to be quite honest. One is you can't deal with her when she's in her God provided this guy for me phase. You can't do that. The only time that she's going to be even vaguely susceptible to suggestion is when she's feeling awful, you know, when they're against me, is saying, you know, would it be helpful for you to talk to somebody about that who's more knowledgeable than I am? Because it must feel terrible to feel like you can't trust people that you don't know. And sometimes somebody can help you sort of sort through that and figure out why you feel that way and if there's anything you can do about it. She's not going to be able to, when she's feeling fine, it won't work. But saying, instead of opposing her, saying, gee, it must feel terrible to feel that way. I have a friend who was feeling that way, and they went and talked to this person, and the person was able to help them look and see where that notion came from and what they could do about it, and they're feeling much better. Which means you're going to have a name of a competent therapist on you at that moment, because if there's a window of opportunity, it's not going to be very wide. So that's one possibility. The other, which is the opposite end of the spectrum, and they're not mutually exclusive necessarily, is to say to her, listen, it sounds like it feels terrible for to be you right now, but you know, when you talk with me about it, you feel better because you've talked with me about it. I feel worse, and nothing happens. So let's make a deal for the next 3 weeks that we talk about other things. I'll take you to a movie. We can go out for lunch. We can talk about hockey, whatever you want, but not this particular thing because you know I feel like I'm making things worse by listening to you, and then I get aggravated, and then you get unhappy with me. So let's try it as an experiment. Now, if you think 3 weeks is too long, try it for 2 weeks. But it has to be more than a week, because a week just isn't long enough for her to have the sense that there's another way of thinking about this. It's a little hard for me. As I said, the notion that everybody's against you and they're listening and they have the light on is classic paranoia. And it quite often can be... But it sounds to me that she's had kind of that personality structure for a long time, is evidenced by not the fact that she's religious, but that she's aggressively religious. And basically, you know, paranoia is kind of our way of taking our inner feelings and projecting them onto somebody else, of that Mormons are trying to keep me away because I'm trying to keep Mormons away. I mean, you know, it's a complicated issue for her, but it sounds like it's so ingrained. It's been going on for at least 20 years, and my guess is it's been going on longer than that, and may even have been part of the issue in her three marriages, that it's very hard to live with somebody who is delusional, especially
yeah.
if there's a paranoid component to it, because sooner or later, she's very likely to say to you, well, you're one of them. You're on their side.
I know. I felt that. I could feel it coming. I talked to her this last weekend when she started crying. And I told her, I said, Edna, I said, I'm really starting to worry about you.
Well, I think that's a good place. But more than that, I'd expand on that and say, You know, I know, you know, I listened to this woman on the radio, and maybe you can talk with her about it. You could certainly give her my phone number. But to say, because sometimes that's a little less threatening to say you have to go talk with a therapist if you can call this woman on the radio. But, I mean, the fact, I think saying, putting your arm around her and saying, look, I know it feels really lousy right now. Tell me what I can do to help. And that phrase, tell me what I can do to help, can be an enormously valuable phrase, because it moves people strictly from their gut, from their emotions, to their head, of thinking, okay, well, if I was going to ask Mary to do something, what would I ask her to do? And my guess is her response is going to be, there's nothing you can do or anybody can do. And you can then say, because there's a response to that as well, of, I love you. I want to be here for you. I hate to see you in pain. And if you think that there's something I could do, I'd be glad to do it. And, you know, maybe talking with somebody other than me would help you.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. So you don't really think there's any danger in this?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if there's danger, it sounds to me it would be more to her, that she's more likely to hurt herself than someone else. Do you have that same sense or not?
Yeah, in a sense, but I really don't think she would do that, and I don't think she would be hurt. She's not the. I can't see her hurting anybody, really.
Does she own any weapons?
Yes.
What does she own?
She has a gun. She lives by herself.
All right, I'll tell you what. I've only been confronted with this situation in my life once. And it was someone that I knew very well who was going through a very tough time and had guns. And I arranged for the gun to disappear. I wasn't terribly proud of it, but I knew saying, look, I need to take the gun away from you, it wasn't going to work. So I just arranged for it to disappear.
Okay.
And, I mean, I think saying to her, look, can we get him appraised or... you know, I mean, whatever you have to say, but I think people who are feeling frightened and sad with guns around are much more at risk than themselves.
Okay.
All right, so, you know, that's something you can do for right now. You know, I need to get them appraised or let's get them cleaned or, you know, or get I mean, you could get the bullet, rid of the bullets, but if she has guns, she probably can get other bullets, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you so much.
Yeah, see if she'll talk with me. Maybe it'll help. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.